Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, June 23rd. The grains closed lower with July corn down 29 and 3 quarters cents at 630 and 3 quarters. December corn was down 32 and 3 quarters cents at 588. July wheat down 5 and 3 quarters cents at 733 and a quarter. July beans down 6 cents, 1494 and a half. And November beans down 29 and a half at 1310. After the close at 115 in the aftermarket, we broke the beans a dime. I have no idea what that was about. But July beans tried $15 a couple of times. We got up to $15, broke about a nickel. We went back up to 501 and a half, traded higher on the day for just a second or two. And then we broke about 20 cents off of those highs. Came back and almost got back to $5, but the corn broke in the last 5 minutes, and that kept the beans from closing at $15. I really thought they would try to get the beans to close right at 15 and let the puts and calls expire worthless. But, you know, they've done a lot of damage to this market without seeing a drop of rain out here. Illinois and Iowa are still incredibly dry. Indiana is very dry. Ohio had about a half an inch of rain. The forecast for Sunday, they keep calling for about 3/4 of an inch of rain in northern Illinois, not so much in Iowa from what I've seen. And the front that they were talking about looks to me to be moving north and not east. So I just have my doubts about how much rain we're going to get Sunday. If we don't get the rain, obviously we'll be a lot higher. But we've broken the corn 40 some odd cents, 44 cents off the highs. The beans, the better part of 80 cents off the highs. And I think it's way too much considering we haven't seen a drop of rain out here. So, again, even if it does get some rain, we're going to have to see really good rains forecast for next week in order to justify this kind of price break out here. Again, we do need to see the exports pick up. The corn old crop at 457 was a good number. The participants in the market were pretty varied. That was good to see. So hopefully we continue to see improvements in the bean exports. But corn and wheat were just terrible out here. The dollar rallied about 55 ticks. I think that put a little bit of pressure on the wheat. But the wheat came back and closed about 11, 12 cents, actually higher than that, about 15 cents off the lows, which was a good comeback. We only closed 2 cents off the highs. So the beans tried to come back. We tried to come back. Corn really couldn't do much, and we were under some pressure all day in the corn market. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.